Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Lunch with Leah, episode 611, and here's Leah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. Does anything change? It's Groundhog Day. We're still semi-quarantined here because we have to be, because we have these people running around in Florida acting like there's no virus going on. So here we are. Oh, look, I got to show you guys. I got these Dan Dutch glasses over the summer, and I love them so much. Aren't they fabulous? If you ever need sunglasses in Los Angeles, I don't know if he has places other places or not, but in L.A. and West Hollywood and in Beverly Hills, he has Dan Dutch, D-E-U-T-C-H. What in the hell is that?
That was you.
Ah! Well, I'm talking back to myself. Now I'm talking to myself.
I was just making sure the audio was working. So.
Well, if I'm talking to myself, it's very fitting. I do that all the time. I love the mask. I can talk to myself and nobody knows. Anyway, my Dan Dutch glasses, D-A-U-T-C-H, I need to clean them. But anyway, aren't they just so fabulous? And these ones, I had these tinted, where if it starts to get dark, they get a little darker. But they don't get real sunglassy, but if it gets really bright, they get a little bit darker. So anyway, there's that. Yeah, they're transition. You see, there's a word for everything. Transition. So I don't know, did anybody watch the Emmys?
I did watch a little bit of it.
Jason?
No.
Raymond? Yes? No? What did anybody think?
I mean, I heard it was the dog had a few things to say there. It sounds like I heard the ratings were the highest they'd been since 2006 or 8 or something like that. So they did have good ratings, but the ratings have been terrible, so it was probably not that big of a
I think part of the ratings being better is a lot of people are still at home.
Yeah.
And they finally conditioned themselves to it's not going to be your big glamorous Hollywood ba-boom. It's going to be one of the COVID restricted events. Did you agree? What do you think? You think that's what it was? And then
when Seth came out at the beginning, Seth Rogen came out and said, they told us this was going to be outside. Why is there a ceiling? And he was like, I wouldn't have even come to this thing. He made a big deal about it. And then they had to come out and, like, correct him on the whole thing afterwards.
But everyone was vaccinated, and they tested before.
Exactly.
Plus, they made you test before, did a rapid test.
And that's what they said.
Yeah.
The response to him was, everybody had to be tested before.
Well, that's probably why he said that.
Like this, I would have
Yeah, but that's
come.
Probably why. That was probably a setup. They wanted the audience to know that we're not violating our own little rules. So he gets to throw a fit, and we get to explain it. That was probably on purpose. But I did see on Twitter a lot of people bitching about, well, they're not following the rules. Well, obviously you're not listening. The rules are if you're vaccinated and you do a rapid test, you probably don't need to have a mask if you're in an environment where everyone else is vaccinated and has done a rapid test. Anyway, I went back and forth with it. I couldn't really get into it that much. I mean, I don't know. Did anything stand out? Jason, did anything stand out? You didn't watch it. Did anything stand out?
I mean,
what stood out?
I mean, some of the Crown finally won, so that was great.
What?
It won best drama, and then the guy that played Charles.
He deserved that. Yeah. I think he was great in that.
I thought the actress also.
But
Olivia Colman
up against the other one. The problem. They should have been in different categories.
They should just like give them. What is it like at the Golden Globes when
they
give the whole cast?
The whole cast.
Yeah,
they
like
should have.
Do that.
Yeah, because that girl did do an exceptional job. But it's really hard to beat the Queen Bee.
Yeah.
That's so renowned. So anyway,
and
I went back and forth.
The one that played Margaret Thatcher, too. She's great.
Oh, my God. That was Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson.
She deserved that. Oh, my God. She was incredible. What is wrong with the dog? Bring me the dog. I'll put him in my lap. Come over here. Yeah, get over here, you little shit. You know what? He's just getting to the point of being so demanding.
He has been.
Do you know if I move his bowl like more than like 6 inches, he will sit there and bark and growl until I put it back where it goes. He is, and if you try to feed him like anything other than his crate, he will go in circles and growl. He doesn't want to eat anywhere but his crate. I've never seen anyone so hard-headed and stubborn as you.
He's a little prince.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh. So, meanwhile, Big Sky's starting up again. Is anybody going to watch that? You know what?
I know that show.
He wants water. I think he wants water. He's starting. When he starts to go, he wants water. So, you don't watch Big Sky?
I don't watch it.
Oh, Jason, you watch Big Sky?
No.
Do you watch Big Sky, Alex? Raymond, do you watch Big Sky? Oh, my God, you guys are all missing out. It's so good, and it's going to start. Oh, it's just too hard to explain. You have to. It's a mystery thing, but you have to watch it. But the cast is really, really good. It's just really good. You know, now he doesn't like this bowl because this isn't his bowl.
Yeah,
he wants his little bowl. The little one, it's at the end of the thing. The dog is so rotten. Oh, look at our flowers.
He is so spoiled.
Can they see our flowers?
Yes, they can.
Oh, my God. So tell them who gave us this, the girls.
Well, Leah did a podcast last week with the girls, Lori and Lisa. Is that right?
Lisa.
Lisa from She's a 10 times 5.
Yeah, where are they based out of? I forgot to ask them that.
I think it's in California. They're on the West Coast.
Where, though, in California?
San Diego or Santa Monica?
Santa Fe?
Rancho Santa Fe. Yeah.
Oh, Jason. Yeah, so, bring that one. Yeah, let's have some water out of there.
Yeah, so you did the podcast, and they were so kind, and they sent those flowers thanking us
flowers,
for all of this.
And we sent them a goodie bag. It'll be going out today, I hope, or tomorrow. You know,
and you did another podcast, too, last week.
What else
so
did
we,
I, oh,
we should
yeah,
plug
did,
that as well. We want to plug it. The two guys from Hollywood. And Leah. I think they named it Is Chivalry Dead? And Leah talks about the art of a dinner party, and it's pretty funny.
Well,
it's kind of a side, or kind of topics that you don't really hear her talk about too often, but it's funny to hear it.
Well,
it, was
that
a good
guy,
it was a good show.
It was, I used to hire him to cater parties, and he's really a great chef, and he's also like a co-host. I mean, he chips in and entertains and makes sure everybody's got everything they need, and he has a husband who they just got married a year or so ago. Is also really great. And so, but the thing is, he is now, or was, I don't know, since COVID, yeah, he was Brad Pitt's personal chef. So once COVID started, Brad made him test every single day, and he couldn't do any outside gigs. And I wasn't doing anything outside gigs anyway. Did you see how much water the dog drank? He was thirsty, little.
But he wouldn't drink out of the other bottle. He had to have that little bowl.
He's like, I'm a boy. I'm not a girl. I don't want that pink bowl. I'm not gay.
He's like, RJ, don't you have any straight friends, Mom?
Mom, exactly. No, I know.
RJ asked her that.
Oh, my God.
He's like, Mom, do you have any straight friends?
Is anybody watching The Voice? Is anybody watching? Oh, these
I
are
watched on. It. It came on last night. I saw
I
a little
watched.
Bit of
are
it.
Are you watching it? I think it's good.
I like Ariana Grande on there.
Yeah, she's cute on there. And you know why they want her on there. I mean, she's super talented, don't get me wrong, but she's got all those followers, yeah. So she's going to tune. All those people are going to tune in.
For
vote.
Sure.
So that's one of the reasons. I mean, she's super great. Not to take anything from her talent, but believe me, if you've got a show like that where it counts on viewers and voting, you want somebody that's got a huge following, and she's got one of the biggest probably in the world.
Are you watching Dancing with the Stars?
No, I never watched
it. I never watched it really too much either, but Kenya is on there this season, so the other night she did her
can
little
dance. Can she
dance? She can twirl, Gone with the Wind, fabulous.
Can she dance?
She was okay.
Think she's going to be eliminated short? Well, see, that's another place where they like to have people that have followings to get them to watch and to vote.
Yep.
So probably she'll stay on for a while. You know, remember when Sean Spicer was on there? The only reason he was able to stay on there for a while is Trump was tweeting out to vote for him. Oh, my God. So now I have to hear everything in the news, but I heard Jeff Lewis is having another baby. He's got another surrogate lined up.
I guess he has to go into the burning house twice to know it's on fire.
He says alert. Well, apparently he has two embryos. He's deciding if he wants a girl or a boy. And I'm going to talk. I didn't talk to him yet. He's probably already decided. But I'm going to encourage the girl thing. The reason is two girls will be best friends and they'll do the same things. The ballet, the tap, the cheerleading, the piano. They'll do the same things. You get a boy in the mix. Now you got to go to the baseball, the football, the track, and sit out in the sun. with all those parents. Oh my God, shoot me, because I did it, you know? Yeah. But anyway, I mean, to me, it's better than the baton twirling. But if you're going to have to do one, you know, I mean, I'd do a boy. But if you're going to have it, but I wouldn't do two. So he's already got the girl, so I'd stick with the girl thing. But anyway, maybe he'll do both.
Yeah, I think he has his hands full. He should probably rethink the whole thing.
I think he should do both. He wants to give the baby a sibling, but I think he should just do both. And maybe that'll keep him so busy he won't be bugging everybody.
You know, my nephew's an only child, and he's gone through that phase in the last few years where, you know, he wished he had a brother or a sister. He didn't understand why he didn't have one and things like that. But I keep telling him I was like, wait, in another 10 years, you'll be glad because you get everything.
You get everything.
You don't have to split money. You don't have to split allowances. You don't have to split anything.
RJ never missed having a sibling. He's always been like, I like having everything to myself. Nobody's bothering me. Yeah. I'm good. So I started helping Julie and Brandy get guests on their Dumb Gay Politics.
I saw they had some really good guests this week.
Hello. Yeah. Who'd they have this week, do you know?
Because
I got them. Okay, first of all, Dumb Gay Politics is a podcast, and it's just really great. If they have fun people. Before I got them Lieutenant Alex Vindman, and he went on there, and I sent them his signed book. And then I had gotten them, I'm not sure if I got them Rosie O'Donnell, but I think I did.
Yeah.
I think I did. And then I recently got Eric Swalwell to commit to doing it, Representative Eric Swalwell from California. And Stephanie Winston-Wolkoff, the one that wrote Melania and Me, she committed to doing it. Olivia Troy committed to doing it. And I have two other big names I'm working. So I'm working it. I'm working it for them. I don't know why. Why am I doing that?
You're booking agent.
Booking agent.
She had Kate Casey on yesterday,
yeah.
And they had Megan Mishanchin on 6 days ago. But I did see something on the Instagram where they posted something about Rosie.
Yeah, she did it at one time, and you know how I know I'm so stupid. I reached out to her again, and then I said I'm going to ask her, and they said you got her. She did it already. So then I texted her back, Rosie, just commit it. I'm just a dumb blonde. Never mind. You already did that. And she sent me back one of those emojis. I can't keep up with everything. So anyway, so now I'm going to take RJ to Waco, Texas. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go there on the 14th on a Thursday. I'm going to put him in a car and send him to Waco. And then I'm going to spend the night and do Jeff's podcast on the 15th. And then I'm going to go to Waco, and then we're going to come back on Sunday. And Jeff wants me to do the podcast. I'm like, I'll do it. Let's go.
His listeners want you to come back, too, because they've been, for like the last 2 weeks, you've been getting a lot of engagement on Instagram. People asking, when are you coming back, or when are you going to
My Instagram or his?
Yours.
Because
direct messaging saying, when are you going to be back on Jeff?
Yeah, my point was, if it's not on his, that's not why. If it was on his, that may be why he wanted me to do it. If it's on mine, he wouldn't see it. So anyway, I'm reading that new book called Peril. Oh my God. It is, go get the book. First of all, I got lucky. Someone sent me the PDF of it, so I got a few days advance. I'm already up to, like, I don't know, I've read a third of it. You got to get it. It's Bob Woodward and Bob Costa wrote it, but it's Bob Woodward's new book. It is so good. Somebody brilliant is going to get the rights and make a movie out of that, and it is going to be the Oscar winner for the next 100 years. It is just, you can't even stop turning the pages. Called Peril. It's just really good. It's just all what went on with the insurrection and trying to steal the vote. And they've got the emails. They've got the document. They've got receipts on everything. People went on the record. They've got documents from the courts. Mm-hmm. They've got documents from the secretaries of state. It's not just nonsense. It's like they have got receipts. And to me, one of the most fascinating parts is when the general was on the phone, Millie was on the phone with Nancy Pelosi, and they both agreed that he was unhinged and dangerous, and they had to put up every possible legal guardrail to make sure he didn't start a war to stay in power, like Wag the Dog. But the things that went on and what people were saying about him, and oh my God, it's just too much. You're gonna love it. Then, you know, I bought this lamp. You're not gonna believe it. I got this lamp in Los Angeles. I just stumbled onto this deal of all deals. You're going to die. At the flea market. And it is so drop-dead gorgeous. And I paid probably 10% of what it's worth. And I put it up this week in the living room on this table by the door. And I am telling you, people were going to think it was $20,000. It was so gorgeous. It's French. It's not cut glass. It's crystal. And they're all big pieces. Like, you have to have...
Did you send me a picture of it?
Yes, and you have to have a certain kind of equipment to make those big pieces like that, you know? Beautiful. And it's just so stunning. But I'm going to tell you, to get that back from my... First, to go to the flea market. Then I have to go meet the guy in the parking lot to pick it up because I don't want to carry it from the flea market. Then I have to wrap it in all that plastic stuff forever, then I have to bring it back on the plane, I have to bring it here, then we have to put it back together. I mean, what I do for a piece of jewelry or a piece of art or a piece of or a lamp, it's just crazy. Now, I cannot wait for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. I mentioned this before. It is, but it's not streaming yet.
Yeah, because you can only see it in theaters right now.
When's it going to start streaming?
Probably in the next, I would say, 3 weeks. I think the deal now with that particular studio is that it streams in the theaters the first week. If it does more than $50 million in the first week, then they can hold it in the theaters for 45 days.
Just stop with that. Just put it on the damn TV.
That's what they're doing.
Because you pay $17 or $18.
Yeah.
On their TV. But a lot of people are going to spend a lot of money. People don't want to go to the theaters right now. I don't know if people are ever going to want to go to theaters again.
I was telling somebody about it the other day. The last time I went, like, I was already over the theaters because they're dirty and people are rude and they talk.
Well, not
and
in Beverly Hills
but
in
I'm going
LA,
to tell you.
They're very glamorous there.
Well, they think they're glamorous here, but they're still
glamorous.
Dirty and sticky and
you
people
feel
talk.
Like you're at the Golden Globes. They got the big, huge drapes
well,
they draw
that's
back,
my point. So you go and
chairs.
You pay for all these upgrades and things like that. And the last time I went, I did the math. It was almost $100 in and out from the movie. The ticket was 40. The parking was 25. The food
the
was another
was
20.
The ticket was 40 for two people.
For one person. At IMAX, it was $35
plus
tax.
It's
$40.
Citizen. They'll never know the difference.
They will.
Meanwhile,
I use your skincare. They better not.
That's right. So when I go to Dallas, the little dog cannot fly on a 777 in first class, and I already bought the tickets. So does anybody want to go coach to Dallas round trip free? You
just
ride
to hold
with me
the dog?
And take the dog and coach, and then you can spend the weekend in Dallas, and you got to have a place to stay and some friends there, and then fly back when I fly back and bring the dog on the plane, because this dog's never been away from me of 24 hours. What? I don't know if he's going to be able to handle it.
Can he not just stay here with
somebody? He's going to have to stay here, but I don't know if he'll eat. I don't think the dog can handle it. He's never been away from
me
more than 2 or 3
hours. Oh, my God.
Let
me take care of him. He'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Freda would die. First of all, I just don't think he'll be – I don't know if he'll be able to eat. I'm telling you. So if you want to go to Dallas on the 14th and come back on Sunday, huh? Yeah, she will sleep with him. You got to have a place to stay, but I'll get your ticket. Meanwhile, oh my God, at the University of Miami, I got this notice. They are so on top of this COVID thing. So 85% of the students have had the shot. All of the professors have had the shot. So the thing is that they are now checking the sewage. And they have determined in two of the dorms, let's see which ones, the Rosenborough one and one other one, the McDonald Tower, the two dorms, there was a trace of COVID. So everyone in those two dorms has to mandatory go take the test whether they're vaccinated or not. So they are on top of it over there. So that made me so happy. I was so glad it wasn't RJ's dorm. Oh, my God, I would have had a coronary. So anyway, I think that's very good. You know what? Now DeSantis will probably veto that. He'll say, oh, you can't be checking the urine. Yeah. You can't be checking for COVID in the sewage. No, we don't want to check for COVID. We want them to take the monoclonal, whatever it is, that my biggest donor that I have is giving me money to promote market. So don't take the shot, which is FDA approved. Take this monoclonal, whatever, that's not FDA approved. And it's $1,000 or $2,000, and the shot is free. But take that if you get it. Take that if you get it. But don't take the vaccine. Would somebody just tell me what is wrong with people? He's insane. The guy has lost it. And you know what? People are lined up in cars to get that stuff. And now one of the states, Kentucky, wants to pass a law that you can only get it if you're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
So they're going to reward the bad behavior of the people that are not vaccinated and then deny the people that are vaccinated that have a breakthrough infection having it.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you just have to lie and say, I've never had it. I don't know what's wrong with these people. Let's see what else is going on. Oh my God! So then this girl that is filming Sunset, whatever, selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. I saw that yesterday.
Christine Quinn. Yeah. She wanted to do my house. I said, I'm not selling my house until I find another house. I'm probably not going to find another house for a year or two because I don't have time to go there, and there's nothing on the market, and everything is sky high. She said, well, let me just go there and film and show the house and just see if anyone wants to buy it. And I'm like, okay, fine. If Brendan's willing to go there and let you in, I don't have a problem with it. 25 emails, 25 text messages. Brendan's on vacation in Toronto with his sister in Montreal, and they're driving him crazy. And it starts with, we just want to see the house for an hour. Then the next time, they wanted to have an event there for 4 hours. Then he said, well, I can't do this, but maybe I could do that. Then they pull a permit for 3 days from 7 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and tell him they pull the permits, and they spent $20,000 on the permits. My neighbor calls me and texts me, and my nice neighbor on the other side, and says there are orange cones all up and down the street with do not park, we are filming, with your address on there. Are you filming at your house this weekend? I'm like, not that I know of. And besides, you can't make the neighbors and the housekeepers and the people that are doing the construction and all those people not have a place to park on my street when it's not a through street. It's a narrow street and it's on a hill just so they can film. So Brendan got his panties all wadded up in a knot and told them, yeah, I didn't approve that. I didn't say that. It went from an hour to 3 hours to an open house to 3 days. And the answer is no. And he just said, I'm not doing it. And then the girl goes, well, we've already pulled the permit. We can't get the money back. He's like, I didn't authorize you to pull the permit. So now Brendan has to drive over to the house, okay, take all the cones, 3 or 4 cones, off the street, take the do not parking signs off the street, take the signs on each neighbor's mailbox taped on there that says filming at this house between these hours off of there after working 12 hours one day. I'm like, you know, this is an this is just a reminder of why I didn't do the show. Because remember when I did the show, Brendan, they brought all those filters and taped every window in my house with filters, remember? And then when they left, they didn't untape them. We took them down and had stored them. They're probably still stored.
Well, I will tell you that I read yesterday, and I just pulled it up to make sure I read it right. The person, Tarek L. Mosseini from The Selling Sunset.
I've never watched the show.
I haven't really watched it either. So apparently somebody tested positive for COVID, and they had to shut the whole production down. That's the part I was going to say. They shut it down yesterday.
My event, my thing was supposed to happen. Yeah. They had to shut down for 2 weeks anyway because of COVID. So they spent all that money. And I tell Brendan, I said, you know, you need to call Christine and let her know that that wasn't us. It wasn't you. It was them. Because whoever pulled those permits should answer for that. You know, because Netflix is going to be thinking, oh, my God, you know, they led us to believe we could film. We spent all this money on this permit, and now we can't film. I mean, it's just insane. And so then on top of all that, they had to shut down for 2 weeks exactly when they were going to be filming for the COVID. So it was not meant to be. So thank God. What if somebody would offer me any big money for the house? I would have been stuck because there's not another place. What is it, James? Jason?
I was just showing him the
article. Oh,
okay. All right, so moving right along. Next. There you go. Oh, here I made copies of all the text messages with them back and forth, Brendan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When he was on vacation and when the girl texted me, I said, you're going to irritate him and you need to leave it alone. He's on vacation right now. And she still sent him 8 text messages after I sent that. Oh, my God. Oh, and then on my timeline, you know how the photos pop up? A photo popped up of Larry Flint having lunch last year at this time. Oh, it was so sad. Maybe it wasn't last year, maybe it was the year before, but it popped up with him and his wife and me and RJ and Roy. Oh, yeah, here's the sign right here. Permit, film dates, filming activity, production parking, production lane street closures, all of this.
That's what they
on my neighborhood. Oh, my God, whatever. It's just too much. And now Jeff is going to do an improv, I believe, tomorrow night in Irvine, California. Irving is in Texas. Irvine is in California. And he asked us for giveaways. So we sent him a dozen books eye creams, lip balms, and a bath bomb to give away. So what he's going to do, apparently, is going to have questions and answers for pop culture or TV or reality TV or whatever. And if you are the first one to answer the question or whatever, they get one of the gifts. So it's going to be pretty, and our people are going to get our products. It's going to be exposure. I don't know if they'll film it or not. It might be for his. It could be they're going to film it for his podcast. I don't really know what's going on with that. So then Roy and I went to dinner outside twice this month, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Because we're the only people eating outside where it's so hot, and you walk to the look in the windows of the restaurant, totally packed. So all these people in Miami, when they could be eating outside, even though it's a little hot, and be protected more from COVID, they're all cramming in like sardines and eating in these restaurants. So we met two different couples there. One of them is a client of Roy's, and the other ones are old friends that I had turned down like 10 times in the last 2 years. I finally just couldn't turn them down anymore. But I don't want to go out. I don't want to be out amongst these people that they're coughing and hacking and they don't want to wear their mask and they're acting like there's no COVID. And I just don't like it, you know? I don't trust them here. In L.A., in my neighborhood in L.A., you have to show your vaccine card to even get into an outdoor restaurant or bar. Or that you were tested in the last 48 hours. What are we breaking?
Just
up
put
there?
That down anywhere, Ray.
Just put it down anywhere. As long as you don't break anything else. There's that.
You have a question.
What?
Somebody, I think you touched on this last week, but they're asking you what you thought about the Jamie Kennedy interview on Jeff Lewis, where it was all anti-vax and QAnon stuff.
Well, I think, I don't know. I'm not going to say. I have a feeling Sirius was probably not happy with that because a lot of people are getting reprimanded for spreading false information.
Yeah.
Now, you know Jeff. He just likes the controversy. So he wasn't going to correct anything, and he was just going to have fun with it, I would assume. I didn't listen to it, and make hay out of it. But the truth of it is he should have shut it down, but
he didn't.
You didn't have to say that. I knew that. Yeah. He probably just played. Really? What
he
else?
Along. Yeah,
tell me more. Tell me more. Why else should I not get vaccinated? You know, all this whole thing. Anyway, whatever. Well, that Kennedy's going to have a hard time working because are going into any restaurants, any bars, or any clubs or anywhere, outside or in, because you can't go anywhere in L.A. anymore without your vaccine card, which is why California is the lowest per capita percentage of COVID infections in the entire United States. So thank God Gavin Newsom was reelected, because they want that guy that was running against him as anti-vaccine, anti-mask. He's crazy. And you know, I just can't with these people. So there we have that. But in royalty news, the Queen sent a video, apparently did a video call with Prince Harry on his birthday. That was nice. I think the queen. I like the queen. I don't think it's the queen. I think she's just as sick of those idiots underneath her royalty pyramid as we are. They're not smart, you know. Like I think William and Charles. I think William's probably the worst, and Charles is next to the worst, and Kate's right up there with them. I think Camilla could care less as long as she has a cocktail in her hand. And the rest of them are just like getting their money and laying low.
Allegedly.
You know, allegedly. Well, I did say it was an opinion. Everything is alleged, just so you know, on this show.
Our show should just at the beginning have a big allegedly disclaimer.
Everything's alleged. So now Prince Harry and Meghan made the Time Magazine's most 100 influencers. They're on the list with other people. I've got that list over here somewhere. Prince Philip, who as will, is not going to be released for 90 years in order to maintain the dignity of the monarch.
Oh, yeah, they're keeping it under wraps.
It's a royal tradition. I would love to know who he gave his money to.
Something had to have been in there, because normally they never make an issue about it. It's just something that's done. And
no,
then I read a big article that they're extending the time to... Because apparently it was going to cause a rift. That's what I read.
According to the news report, the London High Court ruled that it would be sealed for 90 years to maintain the dignity of the monarch.
That's right.
And that it's been a royal tradition since 1910. So they enforced it. It's a tradition. It's not, you know, a law, but they enforced it. And then there's a rumor that Fergie and Andrew are going to get back together. Does anybody believe that?
know that.
That's interesting. They're both kind of, you know, if they weren't royal, they'd be considered.
But doesn't Fergie live in the
T-R-A-S-H-Y.
U.S. now?
T-R-A-S-H-Y.
Yeah, she dropped all of her.
Well, she's probably going to go back. Maybe she needs a house to live in, like a palace. I don't know.
Kyle Clark is here asking for you to wear a big hat. Kyle.
Oh, my God, Kyle.
I just want to tell you, if you go and look at Leah's Instagram account, you will see Leah in a wide-brimmed hat. We posted it last Thursday for our Throwback Thursday. She was attending a party and had a huge hat on, and when we posted it, we thought of you.
Well, also, Kyle, there was a hat in Los Angeles during quarantine when I was walking down the street in on Sunset Boulevard to get in my car from parking. And there was a hat that was, I swear, it was like.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
20 to 4 to 30 inches diameter, and it had to be 2 to 3 feet tall. It was really drop-dead gorgeous. But I didn't want to run in at that time. I was my parking was out, or I was on my way, or whatever. So I said, oh, let's go back. And I was going to go back and get that hat. I wanted to have it just for display. It was so stunning and gorgeous. And then I looked several times when I was on Sunset Boulevard. I didn't go in the stores and specifically ask, but I never saw it again. And I thought, God, I missed that. I wish I would have bought that hat. It'd be like the lamp that I got. Well, I thought of you then, Kyle. So now, apparently, in celebrity news, Reba McEntire had to be rescued because the stairs collapsed in a building that they were touring. So they went on a tour of some historical building. I forget, was it what's in Oklahoma? I forget where it was. And
the stairs
collapsed, and they had to climb out a window and go down the stairs. If I had to climb out a window and go down the stairs, you'd have to give me a Valium because I'd be a nervous wreck. I'm not good at stuff like that. I am not good at, like, heights and backing down the stairs, and I'd be worrying about everything and primarily probably scratching my diamonds, but I'm just kidding.
The important things.
And Real Housewife news. So they went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and now they're not having the New York reunion.
Yes, the New York reunion has been officially canceled. There will be no season 13 reunion.
Now, what is driving me, I don't care one way or the other about the reunion, but what I don't like is this whole controversy over whether or not it's because Ebony, the black, beautiful black girl, accomplished, is if it's because they don't want to promote her because she's black or because she got into a dispute with Ramona and it was racist. I am sorry. Would you just stop making everything about gender and color? I don't think any of that had anything to do with it. I mean, what in the hell? I just am like, well, they're just snubbing her, the first black girl on there, and they don't want her to have her 15 minutes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I can guarantee you that never crossed anybody's mind that does programming at any network. I was just like, people just come up with more stuff to complain about. That's just like saying the election's stolen, so let's go make all these laws. Well, there wasn't a problem because it wasn't stolen, so you don't need to go make all these laws. It wasn't canceled for that, so you don't need to start making up stories. People just make up stuff. Just make it up. I don't know. I can't deal with that anymore either. Apparently, Beverly Hills was filmed. And
yeah, they shot the reunion.
They shot the reunion, and apparently Andy asked some very tough questions for an hour or so with Erica, and she answered every one of them. So good for her. I hope she did. I'm hoping at the end of the day that it is proven without any doubt that she did not know anything about any of it. That's what I'm hoping. I'm not saying that she didn't. I'm just hoping that she didn't. And that's what I'm hoping gets out, because I hate for her to live under that cloud the rest of her life when all of that was her husband's doing. I'm telling you, it was all his doing.
And they auctioned everything off.
Well, the,
and
his
did you
auction,
see how much it came, brought in?
$231,000 for the victims of all that junk in his office. Now, I think I sent you guys the link to that thing.
Oh, yeah, we did look
to see if there was anything to buy. There was nothing there to buy.
I mean, it was mostly junk, but some of Erica's belongings were,
oh,
in,
I didn't see
were
any
thrown
of her
into
stuff
that.
In there.
Like, yeah, there were a few of like her.
Not a lot of stuff.
So, anyway, they were talking about that her stuff only brought in about $200,000. So.
Well, the whole auction only brought in $231,000.
The article I was looking at here said 299, but yeah, it's
maybe
something like that.
Maybe
it
was
under 300.
Could have been 231 for him, and the other two of the 299 could have been her. But mostly it was office furniture and a Xerox machine. I mean, if I was in California and I had an office, I might have gone over there and bought stuff if I needed it for the office. I mean, just to help, you know, the victims, you know. I'm like, you're going to buy it anyway, you know, help the victims. But anyway, so there's that. And then now, Bethany's coming out and saying that she knew that he owed money years ago. And I'm like, you know, girl, why didn't you say, you know, why are you
And Camille, too. Camille's out there.
Oh, Camille.
Going, saying that it was brought up at Andy's baby shower, that women were actually talking about it then.
You know what? I don't like them throwing those girls under the bus. The way they're putting it is like, we told them and we warned them and they went on the show and they didn't say anything. That is throwing them under the bus. Yeah. It is. It's making them look like they knew something and they didn't come out with it. So we don't know what they knew and when they knew it. And maybe they were just smart enough to keep their mouth shut knowing that they really didn't know, that it was a rumor. But I don't like the piling on. I just don't like the piling on. I mean,
we'll
unless
see
you
what happens
pile
tonight.
On to Trump and poop on his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which that dog
that
did.
Dog did
and all that piling on is fine with me.
I'm sad that Erica and Kyle though are not talking. Like, they're on the outs now, so that's kind of sad. I like their friendship.
I think there was a lot of misunderstanding with that, because I don't know.
She tweeted last week. You remember when you and I were watching and we were texting back and forth and you said, I just watched the dinner scene with PK and all that? So she was watching that and she tweeted live. She goes, wow, that I just watched the dinner scene. Makes me feel really good.
Who said that?
Erica.
Oh, Erica. You know what? I have to be honest about that scene. I have to say this. You have to find humor in things. And I will say, maybe it was in poor taste and it was throwing her a little shade. But it was hilarious when PK said, you're a lawyer. You operate on the brain, not the ankle. I mean, that was funny. And I wish Erica would have just said that was funny and moved on, because it really was funny, whether it was true or not. But there's so much. People conflate everything.
Yeah.
They are conflating her possessions, jewelry, clothes, cars, boots, shoes, whatever, with his actions and what he did. One has nothing to do with the other. Whether that money came from a rotten well or not, it's not her responsibility to police her husband, who was doing everything he could, I'm sure, to not only lie to everybody else, but of everyone he was lying to, it would have been her.
Yeah.
I just think you have to wait till it all comes out and then let the chips fall. It's like, meanwhile, before we do our break, I'm going to do our special. We have 25% off on our individual skincare products, including the face wash, the exfoliant, through October the 16th. So you get a complimentary CBD lavender bath bomb. Do we have one wrapped in a little blue bag we can show?
Mm-hmm.
With any order while supply lasts. And the shipping, of course, anything over $50 is for free. So you're going to get 25% off on the serum, the exfoliant,
any of the individual skincare products.
And this beautiful little bath bomb that I do. I do love these. I hate to say it. I could soak in these for hours, because when you get out, your skin feels like silk.
Yeah.
It just does. There's no hand lotion or body lotion that makes your skin feel like the CBD penetrating your skin from the bath water. So there you have that. Meanwhile, we've got this new Brighten and Balance toner that we're hoping to get out soon. We've been working on it for God knows how long to get it perfect, but that's going to be perfect, because what you want to do is after you clean your face, you want to take one last swipe with the toner so that it helps to get rid of any extra residue there is, and also tighten the pores, and then you go to your skincare regime. And also, don't forget to watch Two Guys from Hollywood podcast, and she's a 10 times 5. The 10 times 5. Oh, that was the, that's why they asked me to be on it.
They did. They've been really promoting you this week, talking about you're a real 10 out there.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, it's
all right, so
we're going to take our little break real quick for our commercial break. And we're back.
Don't forget to put this back, too. You know, we have an entire staff here.
Where's the dog?
Their shipping department over here, headed up. Hey, Alex. We have our customer service, shipping, receiving, and and our translator and our manager of the outside property at Greenway and our go-to and our problem solver over here, Raymond. Oh, my God.
Say hi.
Oh, you got to say them. Oh, is the camera on there? Oh, the camera's on there. I thought that was just the light. What do I know? So listen, and then Jason, who does not want to be a part of this podcast, he has not anything to do with it. It's above his friend criteria. And then, of course, we have Tico, who's not here today, and we have Sandy, who's in Texas. Well, anyway, we have a whole little crew. But anyway, I was going to tell Raymond. So, Freda, you know, a lot of people... I'm not one of them, but a lot of people that know Freda, including Roy and Roy Jr. and everyone that works at the house, think she's a hypochondriac. I think Jason thinks that too. I don't think she is, but she does go to the doctor almost
every day. She does. I tell you, she has a job there.
It's her eyes, it's her teeth, it's her blood pressure. She had a colonoscopy. She had this, she had that, she had... So well, now
she's going to outlive us all.
Yeah. Oh, and
she's taking care of herself.
And every day she makes parsley and all these greens and all these fruits and puts in this big blender and she drinks that every day. Her nails are hard as a rock and a foot long. And she eats only organic, and she cooks for herself and everything. If I bring her something, it has no sauce on it and all this stuff. So now she tells me today when I'm walking out the door, I'm like, I'm walking out the door. This is why I can't ever get here. I can't ever get here. I start walking out the door an hour before I get out the door at my house every single day. Omar had something. Everybody had something. Okay, so she's going to have surgery because she can't breathe in her nose. I'm like, what? And she says, no, I can't breathe in my nose. I'm having surgery. Then she gives me 20 pages of paperwork. Don't drink any water before this. Don't do that. Here's the recovery. Here's this. Here's that. I'm like, Freda, I just can't. Just don't do it while I'm in Texas. And if you're going to go to Israel on that trip, which they've rescheduled 3 times, I don't know if they're even going to go, then just do it when you get back. You don't have a complication when you're there. If she can't breathe, and I don't know how old she is, 70 maybe, she just now finding out she can't breathe? How does that work? How does that work that you can't breathe?
Well,
wouldn't you know that, like, your whole life?
I mean, not necessarily, because I have an issue as well that I need to have fixed. But it gets worse, and it also, as you get older and you have other issues, like allergies at certain times of the year and things like that, it can affect it and make it worse.
Well,
so that's what it is.
I don't know what to say. What I really think is I think she has really, really good health insurance that we pay for. And I think that the doctor's like, oh, here comes Freda. Cha-ching.
She's the cash cow.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Freda. And she's friends with all these doctors and all the nurses.
They have a room named after her.
Yeah.
They play Jimmy Swaggart in it.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then Esperanza, God bless her. I mean, she can't bend down. She can't stoop down. She's got a bad knee. She can't take the bus. She can't drive. She can't speak English. There's 3,000 things. She's been around for 100 years with us. I can't not have her there. I'm going to fire her? I can't fire her. She probably doesn't have enough Social Security to pay for anything. Her husband was ran over by a car, almost died. He's sick at home. She has to pay someone to watch him when she works. Only thing she comes to work for, I have figured it out, seriously. She does cook once in a while and leave some food on the stove, which Freda usually winds up eating. And when RJ was there, maybe he used to eat some of it. And she has lunch with Freda every day. They have themselves a big old lunch. They go in that kitchen and they cook up a storm, and then they go sit down and they have themselves a big old lunch. They've got the radio going, or Freda's iPad going with watching something in Spanish, and they're just having themselves a party. And I didn't realize all this because I was working until I started staying at home more. And now I'm like, so I'm paying her friend to clean the house in L.A. more times than we need because she hangs out and takes Frey to where she wants to go, and they hang out and cook together. And now she's got a best friend here at the house. I mean,
let me tell you,
I don't know what to
she's
say.
She's the queen of the house, like
she
we've always
really
said. She
is.
Runs the whole thing.
She runs the whole show. And if somebody, if she doesn't like somebody, they don't get to work there.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. And so it's just, I'm just like, I saw Esperanza cleaning something the other day. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen her clean anything before. This is just, so maybe she's cleaning while I'm sleeping and I don't know it. So meanwhile, in COVID news, oh my God. This doctor lost his license because he went out in public and said, a doctor, that the face mask causes carbon dioxide poisoning.
Yeah.
Well, how do the doctors and nurses wear these masks all day, every day in surgeries and at the hospital if it causes that? Why would a doctor go out and say that? I guess he thinks Trump's going to invite him to lunch at Mar-a-Lago. So he lost his license over it. But what a stupid thing to say. Everybody knows, if they've ever been to a hospital, that all the doctors and nurses, especially the surgeons, wear masks all day long, 8, 10, 12 hours sometimes. It doesn't cause carbon dioxide poisoning, which reminds me, oh my God, Jason. So I called the other night, Jason was in transit, and I couldn't get it, my online would not pop up, no matter how many times. It was so low to low, it was taking forever to download, so I called Texas about a car service. I said, I would just like to inquire what the rate is for a car service from Waco, from Dallas to Waco, because I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's just easier just to take a car service than rent a car. Well, now I'll tell you how that works. The way that works is you let me know when you need that car, and I'll have that car there for you. And I said, well, what's the cost? And he goes, well, it's approximately, and he gives me some price. And I said, wow, that seems high. He goes, that's not high. That's not high at all. We're very competitive. And I said, okay, well, I'm not insulting you. I'm just saying it seems very high to me. I mean, I haven't taken a car from Waco to Dallas in a long time. Maybe that's the rate now. By the way, are your drivers vaccinated? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, they're vaccinated. And I said, so in other words, if I order a car and I give you, how many hours notice do I need to give you to be assured that a vaccinated driver is going to be there at the airport and there's not going to be any delays because it's a very short trip? Now, ma'am, we do corporate trips all the time, and I do not appreciate you repeating yourself about that vaccine. I told you they're all vaccinated. And I said, I just was confirming.
This went real well.
I was simply just confirming that you're vaccinated. He goes, well, let me tell you something, lady. He goes, I'm a preacher, and I don't lie. I do not lie, and I don't lie, and I don't like anybody questioning me lying. And I said, I didn't question you. I simply was confirming that that he's going to be vaccinated. And I said, and by the way, do they wear a mask during the I said, do you test them? No, ma'am, we don't have to test them here in Texas. That's not the way it works here. We don't test them in Texas if they're vaccinated. I said, well, I guess they just wear a mask. Ma'am, we don't wear masks. We're vaccinated. I told you three times we're vaccinated. You're just questioning me. And I told you I'm a preacher. And I'm a preacher. And a preacher does not lie. And this went on. And finally I said, thank you very much. I'll get back with you when I know the flight information. Can you fucking believe this stuff? This is where we're going. From COVID Central Florida Death Santas to Texas, I'm a preacher, I'm drenched in the blood of Jesus, I don't lie, and we don't have to do any testing here. I mean, I just can't believe what, my head was just literally, I had a headache. Then Jason finally gets online and finds out the price and everything, and I have to tell you the name of that company, I wrote it down. We have to be sure we use another one, because that guy might recognize my voice or something. It might set off of something in that car. I mean, God knows. Whatever. It's just too much. But remind me, Jason, we have to arrange the car thing. We have to decide on whether to rent a car or do the car thing. Oh, we only have 10 minutes. Oh, my God, we got to move along. Let me put my Dan Dutch glasses back on. So, meanwhile, Did you see the thing online where these girls from Texas went into the restaurant at Carmine's? They went into Carmine's in New York, two women, and the hostess said, I'd like to see your, they wanted to eat inside. She said, well, I need to see your vaccine card. And they started hitting her. They punched her and hit her. Did you see that?
Yeah, but it came out yesterday. There's another video. And the hostess went inside. There was two groups, the same sitting at the same table.
Yeah.
The first group to arrive showed their vaccine cards, went in. The second group came, didn't have their vaccine cards,
right.
Asked if the manager could do it. They came out, they talked to him, they went ahead and walked him inside, and then the hostess made a racist remark to them, and that's why they came back out and beat the tar out.
They weren't black. They were white women.
But their guests were.
I don't think they were.
They showed it on the news last night. I couldn't believe it because they said it was
another
video.
They punched her. They started punching her and hitting her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, literally pounding her. And by the way, the hostess looked like thin and they looked like.
She was Asian.
They were. The hostess was very thin and they were unpleasingly plump. Okay, so it was not a fair fight, but it's just unbelievable. There's gotten a fight. And so the hostess even said, you know, you can eat outside without the vaccine card, but to come in, you have to have the vaccine card. And they started punching the hell out of her. Oh, my God. Anyway, so as of last Thursday, Florida has exceeded 50,000 deaths. 50,000 deaths, averaging, the 7-day average was, I forget, like, 2,000, almost 2,000 or something.
And as of yesterday, we have surpassed the 1812 flu.
Yeah.
We've surpassed deaths from that.
Yeah, the United States has, and also we've well more than surpassed the amount of people that died in all the wars combined. In Idaho, they're now rationing health care because they have a bed shortage. Do you know what that means? That's like a triage.
Yeah.
That means we don't think you're going to make it anyway, so you don't go over there. You might have a chance. You get a bed. Can you imagine being in a situation where you have to decide who lives or dies, all because these people will not get a vaccine? And then last night they showed this 24-year-old guy with Brian Williams, showed the clip of him with he wasn't incubated. He had the nose breather thing on, oxygen. And he was going, you know, you don't want to mess with this. He goes, I was doing my research. I wasn't sure. I got some misinformation. I hesitated. Now I've got it, and you really don't want to mess with it. Go get your vaccine. But he appeared that he was going to be okay. They cut off the thing, and Brian Williams said he's no longer with us. He died last week. Or last day or whatever. Yeah, he died. He was a healthy 24 or 26.
Yeah, he wasn't very old.
Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable.
Chris Rock's also sick with it right now. They say he's really...
He had a breakthrough infection. He said it's really bad, yeah. So 27% of the nurses nationally had not had a vaccine before the mandate. So now they're waiting to see what that number changes now that it's mandated for healthcare workers. And I'll tell you something else. I think this BS excuse of religion, I am sorry, I do not think that is an excuse. My religion doesn't allow it. You know, that's such BS. You know what? These churches don't pay taxes. They get all that money and they don't pay taxes. All those top preachers have private planes, mansions. When the one in Houston, Osteen, when the hurricane, the water was 5 feet high, there were people standing out the door of the church begging to come in to save their lives, and he wouldn't open the doors until the fourth day when the press was pounding him so hard, probably because he didn't want the dirt and grime coming into the church. The guy's got a private $40 million plane. He's super rich, and he wouldn't even let the downtrodden and the poor and the hungry come into his church and get warm in the middle of a hurricane. And now they're going to use the excuse that they're not going to get vaccinated because it's a religious belief? What in the hell? Who's going to put up with this? Why are we putting up with this? They should be paying taxes, and they don't get an exemption for things like vaccines. Did they get one for the measles vaccine? Did they get one for the smallpox vaccine? Did they get one for all these other vaccines? No. They just want one for this one so that they can be, you know, like, oh, we know more than you do, and we're doing our research. What research? You got a lab in your garage? Where's your lab? You got a lab? I can't. Oh, my God. Another bride... She didn't get hers, her vaccination, and she died right before her wedding date, 29 years old. She didn't get it because she heard it caused infertility, which it doesn't. I could just go on and on with my list. Let's cut it down because we're running out of time. Six members in one family died from the COVID. Six members in one family, none of which were vaccinated. And I don't know. I just can't. And news. Let's go to news. Okay. Oh, my God, though. Let's go to that story about that guy that tried to have someone kill him so his son could get a $10 million insurance policy.
Yeah, that's the lawyer in South Carolina, the Murdochs.
First of all, yeah, that name, I bet they're cousins, crazy cousins.
They have to be related
Probably related. So the wife and son mysteriously die. The maid died inconsistent with the autopsy that she fell down the stairs. Then he's trying to have someone kill him so the son gets $10 million, and it turns out he's strung out on OxyContin or some drugs.
And been stealing from the law firm.
It's a mess.
It's scary. Where are we going to move? There's nowhere to move.
I've been thinking about that the last week or so.
There's just nowhere to go. And then what about this poor Gabby Petito? Oh, my God. I was following that story. Brian Eaton, E-N-T-I-N, Brian. His father's a lawyer, Michael Eaton, in Fort Lauderdale. His stepmom is a court reporter, and I know the family. Remember, Jason, when I told you this Brian guy from Palm Beach was going to move down and go do TV over at the network where Belkis and all of them are, and that I'd hope you'd introduce him to somebody? Yeah. Well, anyway, he wound up with a job in Palm Beach, I guess it is. He has followed that case. He was sleeping in his car, and people were sending him Uber Eats. He talked the neighbors into getting in the backyard so he could have cameras on the door to see if that kid was escaping. I mean, this guy has been on it like crazy on Twitter, and I've been following every movement of that, and it is heartbreaking. So last night, John Walsh was saying he thinks there's a possibility that during the time the kid was at the parents' house, they gave him a 4 or 5 day window to escape before they reported him missing and that he's on the run. That's what he thinks. I don't know. Some people think an alligator ate him in the swampland. Other people, I think he's killed himself, and they're looking for a dead body.
Actually, before we went on the air, I saw that they were sending the police, you know, the divers. They're sending them out to the Everglades today to do it.
Yeah. If you're in the Everglades, honey, the alligator
snakes and alligators.
Ate you.
That's
you're
all
done.
It is.
So I don't know if he's ever going to show up. I thought, you know, maybe he got a wig, got some sunglasses, got a baseball cap, some different clothes, made him look heavier and thicker, and escaped to Mexico or something.
Well, that's what I thought too. The other day was like, if he had that far of a head start, he could easily be out of the country by now.
By now. I don't know. Well, I guess we're out of time. Are we out of time, James?
You've got about another three minutes.
Okay, good. So let's keep going. So Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, pledges that he will pay for travel expenses for any Texas employee that needs to go out of state to have an abortion because the law is so ridiculous. Now, the scientists have created a white paint that could eliminate the need for air conditioning at Purdue University. It was a 7-year project. It reflects 98.7% of the sun. And so it even keeps your house cooler than air conditioning. And I'm wondering if it keeps it warmer. I didn't get to that part of the article yet. But anyway, it could result in not even needing air conditioning. Apparently, 1,000 square feet of a roof could result in cooling your power 10 kilowatts. That's more powerful than air conditioning. That could be huge for climate change. You know, it could be huge for that. Oh, we're not even going to get into all the fighting going on in Washington right now. Oh, the other people on Time's most influential list were Billie Eilish, Britney Spears, and I told you about Harry and Meghan. By the way, Britney Spears. The dad asked to be off the conservatorship.
Yeah.
Oh, but then apparently this woman's going to step in and help her, and now she's going to get married. I mean, that's another story worth following. I know some insight.
There's another documentary coming out on her, too,
that's
on
right.
Netflix.
We got to watch that. There's a lot more to that story, but I'm sworn to secrecy.
Yep.
And did you know that dogs can track the scent of your home for as far as 11 miles? Well, I don't know. My dogs can't find their way around the house. They get lost. this dog comes looking for me if I'm not within a foot of him, and he's just going in circles all around the house in a panic. And Freda's like,
baby.
Runs him up to me. He's like in a panic, you know. So I don't know. I don't think you have an 11-mile radius. One second. Let's see. It takes 1,000 jasmine flowers to make one single bottle of Chanel number 5. 1,000 jasmine flowers and a dozen roses to make a bottle of Chanel number 5. I love Chanel number 5. Well, I'm going to tell you now, every time I use it, I am going to be much more appreciative of the value of that Chanel number 5.
Not a real sustainable fragrance, is it?
You know, we have that tree in our yard that Al planted that smells like Chanel number 5. I forgot the name of it. I could look it up because I gave it to Fran. But when you win it, after it rains at our house, hanging in the air, it smells like Chanel number 5. And this bicycle guy was riding around. He literally knocks on the door, wants to know the name of the tree. He goes, you're the only block in the neighborhood that the whole block smells like this perfume after it rains. It's my Chanel number 5 tree. Can you believe it? I got the name of it, too. I should plant another one.
That's great.
So the poverty rate declined 9% by 28 million people. So we're good with that. I guess we're going to have to go. There's so much more gossip to talk about. I just can't even believe that I'm not going to get to all my gossip news today. We'll do it next week.
We can put it in the file for next week.
Put it in the file for next week. The news changes so fast. What's the difference if you're a day behind? What? Oh, is that? Oh, is that the Vesta tree? What's the name of it? Ling Ling. Well, that's the tree that gets the smells of Chanel number 5. It's really a gorgeous tree, and it gets bigger, and it's just beautiful. Ilan, right. Ilan. Okay,
thank
guys,
you all so
thank
much
you
for listening, and don't forget about the fall skincare event that we have on leahblack.com, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, little.